my people seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, everybody, and welcome, and thank you for listening to another important message here. I want to encourage you all in your walk, in your daily walk, in your daily struggles, and everything you're doing in life and with your relationship with our wonderful Creator. There are many of you out there that are still searching for an understanding of who our Creator is and what He does in our life, and just when we think we understand who He is, or what He wants of our life, something comes up to question or make us sometimes doubt where our faith truly is. And I want to talk a little about this today, because it's easy to feel good about certain things when we understand what our Creator is doing in our lives. But how do we feel when we don't understand what He's doing in our lives and the ones around us? How many of you watch the news at night and see all the horrific stories that are going on, the crazy things that are going on, and question, where is our Creator? Why would He allow these things to happen? And why are we part of these things? So there's always going to be questions in our minds. No matter how faithful we are, there's always going to be questions, because the enemy is always trying to get us to not have faith in our Creator and to stop believing in Him. I know so many of you are struggling out there today with so many particular issues that might not seem important or serious to one person, but until a person is going through something, it's hard to really connect and understand on an emotional level what that's happening. Whether it's a death of a loved one, whether it's a disease somebody's been diagnosed with, bankruptcy, a physical pain or an ailment, or anything. Nobody really understands what that feels like until they personally went through it themselves. And then even in that case, after a while, it's not that people forget, but it's never the same as if you're going through it right now and it seems like there's just no answer. You know, so even after professing faith in our Creator, people still go through trials, and we still sometimes react in a way that isn't in line with the scriptures of acting. And we have to question, like, where our stance is with Him, and why does He do the things He does? Why does He do the things we do? And the best thing to do is to pray to our Creator. Many of you have different ideas of what prayer is and how to pray and question all these things. But the scriptures say in Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So I want to say to all of you out there today that are watching, if any of you have a question of why something's happening in your life or not happening in your life, to somehow, some way, you know, speak to our Creator in a humble, submissive way, to know His reverence, and sincerely ask Him why these things are happening. Ask Him to show you why these things are happening. And if He answers you, that's wonderful. But if He doesn't answer you, you know, that's not a reason to get angry or upset. We still have to trust and faith that He's working in our lives, and He wants the best for us. But it also says in Jeremiah 29, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. So remember, as we're seeking the truth, it says in the book of John, in John 8, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When we ask about the truth about what? What's going to set us free? Knowing the reason why our Creator is doing certain things in our lives, why He keeps us from certain things, and why He allows certain things. It's very difficult when we're going through certain things to understand why. But we have to trust that Yahweh knows exactly why. And sometimes, and on the right time, it'll reveal these things to us. I take you to the reference of the book of Job in the Bible, a man who was considered one of the most righteous men to live. but still he had to go through these tests and these trials, and he didn't know why. And the whole book is him questioning our Creator. Why are these things happening to me? Why? And we look, when he finally got his answer, the peace and comfort that can come from knowing. But while we're asking, we don't have our answer. It's often hard for us to understand why our Creator would allow these things to happen. If somebody gets in a little fender bender at a red light, they could be upset at our Creator and curse him and be down and mad. But just maybe our Creator stopped you from getting a major head-on collision right around the corner. And you weren't willing to listen to go the other way, and he knew you were heading right into trouble. And if you're not going to listen, he's somehow going to stop you. So the question isn't to doubt our Creator. The question is to trust and thank him, even in those times of trials, even in those times when we don't understand what's going on, to thank him for helping us and saving us and being with us and for keeping us from more tragic situations in our lives. You know, we have to open up his word and see his heart and see it says these things like this in his scripture. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Psalms 119:105. Yah's word, the scriptures, the Bible, is a lamp for us to guide our feet and a light for our path. This path that our Creator wants us to be on is guided by his wisdom, his word. And we must keep having hope and keep having faith. We must do that and not waver back and forth based on the trials in our lives. You know, the word happiness and unhappiness is based on something that happens outside. And this is why the media and so many people can control our emotions today, because we're basing our emotions on things of this world. But our Creator wants us to learn and to teach us that regardless of what's going on the outside, regardless of the circumstances in this world today, we have to remain steadfast. We have to remain strong in our decision to follow and trust him, regardless of what's happening in life. Because people can do things to your circumstances in life all the time, but the way you react to those things is going to determine the difference between a success and failure, between stress and thriving. It says in James 1:2, blessed is the man that remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which Yah has promised to those who love him. You know, the media and everywhere else tries to tell us these different things today. But when we're going through stuff and we don't know why, that our Creator is putting us through these trials and these tribulations and all these different things in our lives, it's okay to question these things. It's okay to pray to our Creator and to ask him why he's putting us through stuff. But he's not always going to give you an answer. And sometimes he's not going to give you an answer you want to hear. But he still wants you to call out to him. He wants you to talk to him. We have to understand, just like we saw in the book of Job, how trials help the perseverance. You know, those that endure the testing and the temptation will receive the crown, as we read in James 1:12. So I want to give you this message here today to remind you all and tell you all not to get weary, as it says in Galatians, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not give up, everybody. Stay focused on Yah. We don't know. We don't have all the answers, but we need to trust in him. We need to trust in him. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, declares Yah. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But we have to trust and know that our Creator has a plan for us that's for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. That's why with all our heart, we must stop thinking about our own minds and start trying to seek His will in our lives. This is why it's so important to read the Word, because the Word teaches us what His will is for our lives. So we need to read the Word so we can get it, understand it, embrace it. Embrace it. Many people like to blame our Creator for their mistakes and the mistakes they make. We have to understand the only way we're going to know our Creator is to read His Word and pray to Him. That's the only way. There's no other way to know Him. You might know of Him, you might hear of Him, but the only way to know Him is pray and to read. When the scriptures say in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What they mean there is not a lack of knowledge. We all have worldly knowledge. We all have some sort of knowledge. But what it's saying is my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge about me. In the Hebrew, that's what it's referenced to. The lack of knowledge about our Creator. That's why they're destroying. Because when things go rocky, when things don't look good, they run away. Where is their faith? Their faith ceases to exist. You know, we cannot reject the Word of our Creator and reject who He is and lose faith in Him. We need the knowledge of our Creator to understand His loving heart and to understand He's always with us. We need to do that. We need to understand when our Creator is trying to slow us down, whether it's from a physical standpoint, for whatever reason, or an emotional standpoint, or a spiritual standpoint. Sometimes He's trying to slow us down. Sometimes we get so puffed up with pride or something else that we're getting ahead of ourselves or forgetting who He is. We don't pray as we should be praying or pray as often as we should be praying. He wants to slow us down, and sometimes He's going to have to humble us to do so. You know, so we need to think about these things and understand why sometimes He disciplines us. It's not to hurt us or to make us hate Him. It's to draw us closer to Him, to understand Him, so we're not destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Our Creator loves us more than anyone. And just because we don't understand why we're going through certain trials or sometimes we're in the dark about certain things, that's the reason to try to draw closer to Him, to be with Him and not run from Him. You know, we need to depend on Him and not on the world and the world's ways. And today people like to love to run to the world before they run to our Creator. It's okay to have friends for comfort, but our Creator is a true comforter. We need to understand that. In Corinthians, it says in 12, 9, and 10, each time He said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Yahshua can work through me. Through me. I remember seeing a story about a lady called Joni Erickson Tada, who was a teenager, jumped in a lake, and she got paralyzed from the neck down. And after spending years of sadness, not being able to move her body, she decided she was going to be strong in her weakness and be a warrior, not a worrier. And she just became this amazing lady who did so many things to share her story and bring people closer to our wonderful Creator. You know, the circumstances we have in life, we don't always have control over, but we certainly have control over the way we react to these things. And this is what we remember. You know, but, you know, so spend time with our Creator because He wants that. He wants us to seek Him, not to run from Him. He wants you to seek Him, not to run from Him. So remember that this day as you pray, that you would pray on a regular basis. And you will never lose faith or hope no matter what's going on and question Him and doubt Him or anything like that. Remember, you know, we might suffer some problems in our life that are inconvenient, but he might be saving us from something more tragic. You know, and we just always have to give him the benefit of the doubt and thankful and being thankful. A great book was called From Prison to Praise. From Prison to Praise. And the key point of that is to be thankful in all things. In all things. Remember Psalms 121, 5 and 8 says, Yah guards you. He is the shade that protects you from the sun. The sun cannot hurt you during the day, and the moon cannot hurt you at night. Yah will protect you from all dangers. He will guard your life. Yah will guard you as you come and go, both now and forever. Now and forever. But it says in Psalms 9, 7, and 10, but Yah rules forever. He sits on his throne to judge. He will judge the world in fairness. He will decide what is fair for the nations. Yah defends those who suffer. He defends them in times of trouble. Those who know Yah trust him, because he will not leave those who come to him. And Psalms 37, 5 says, commit everything you do to Yah and trust in him, and he will help you. We need to believe that. We need to understand that and trust that, that he will help you. If we cry to him and we come to him, remember Yeshua and the suffering he had to go through. And instead of asking why me and how come, he fulfilled his role. And he set the example of how we are supposed to live. And understand what it means to suffer well for our wonderful Creator. To suffer well for our wonderful Creator, and to know what and why he did what he did for us. Romans 8:2 says, to 8:8, we know that in everything Yah works the good for those who love him. They are the people called because that was his plan. Yah knew them before he made the world. And he chose them to be like him, like his son, so that Yeshua would be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. And Philippians 1:6 says, and I am certain that Yah, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until he's finally finished on the day when Yeshua returns. And the great call we have in 1 Corinthians 11:1, to be imitators of me as I am the anointed one, the Messiah. Hallelujah. So we need to continue to develop ourselves as believers in Yah and our faith. And these times of darkness and doubt aren't times to run from him, but they're times to run to him. To run to him. Remember what we said when we started: suffering produces perseverance. It also produces character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because Yah's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Rahadak Kodesh, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Yeshua died for those that are ungodly, to bring them close to him and refine their character, refine their thinking. Those that reject him, those that don't know him, would understand him and have the knowledge, so they would not be destroyed. The idea of faith and understanding the faith and the trials we go through build our faith in Yah. And we could decide to let it destruct us and run away from that, or we could draw closer to that. Remember that and consider that. It says in James 1, verses 2 to 6, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its works, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you shall ask Yah, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Hallelujah. May we trust that and believe that. May we trust that and believe that. It says in Psalm 73, 25 to 28, the beautiful song, who have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but Yah is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near Elohim. I have made the sovereign Elohim my refuge, and I will tell of all your deeds. Beautiful. Beautiful. And there's so many ideas and scriptures about dying to self and what that truly means. And we see the examples that are set in scripture for our lives to remember, like we discussed the other day. You know, weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. We understand the glory of Yah, and the trials that you're going through right now will pass. Remember in Psalms 40 verses 4 and 5, it says, blessed is the one who trusts in Yah, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, many wonders our wonderful Creator have you done, and the things you plan for us, none can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell your deeds, there would be too many to declare. Hallelujah. Trusting and faithing and faith in Him along the way. As for me, we read in Psalm 71, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more, and my mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, all of your saving acts all day long. Though I know not how to relate them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts. O Yah, I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. And this is how we need to be, and to trust in faith. To trust in faith. And remember the reward, the reason we're doing this all, the reason we're trusting Him, the reason we're seeking Him, so we do not lose heart. So even though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. We see this. We understand this. As it says in the scripture, I have left everything to follow you. And that's what we must do. Follow Him and leave everything else behind. And follow Him and trust Him and believe in Him. It says in Psalms 40, verse 12 to 13, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. There are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, O Yah. Come quickly, O Yah, to help me. You see and understand our reliance is on Him, not on us, not on our ways. He is always in control. He is always in control. Luke 8:22-25 says, one day Yeshua said to His disciples, let us go over to the other side to the lake. So they got in the boat and set out. And they sailed and He fell asleep. Squall came down on the earth and the boat was being swamped. And they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke Him saying, Master, Master, we are going to drown. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided, and all was calm. Where is your faith? He asked His disciples. In fear and amazement, they answered or asked one another, who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey Him. Yah is in control of your lives. He is in control, and you need to let Him be in control. Remember when it said, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, you got to increase your knowledge of Him and understand who He is. Psalms 119, King David said, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than 1,000 pieces of silver and gold. Your hands made me inform me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, Yah, that your laws are righteous, and that your faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come down. Come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see the heart we must have to praise our wonderful Creator to get us through those hard times. Psalms 94 says, Yah knows all human plans. He knows they are fertile. Blessed is the one you discipline. Yah, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble. Till a pit is dug for the wicked. For Yah will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded in righteousness, and all the upright in the heart will follow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Psalms 119 again, 64-68 says, The earth, O Yah, is full of steadfast love. Teach me the statutes. Teach me the good judgment and the knowledge, for I believe in the commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep the word. You're good, Yah, and you teach me the statutes. Thank you, Father Yah, for this blessed day. The trials teach us to be more thankful. And it says in Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18, always be joyful. Always keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful. For Yah's will for you who belong in Yeshua Messiah. And Ephesians 5, 20 says, giving thanks always for everything to Yah, the Father, in the name of a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. And Colossians 4, 2 says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. See, the trials we go through in life takes our mind off the things of this world and put them on to Yah. And that's what we need and we must be. We must be. Set your hearts on the things above. On the things above. Do not be conformed into this world. Transform the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of Yah is, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Stop saying you're going to pray and actually go and do it. Remember in 1 Corinthians 10:13, and I leave you with this. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And Yah is faithful and will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah for this blessed day. No matter what you're going through today, everybody, remember, Yah is bigger than that. He's stronger than that. And he can take you out of that and help you that. So I pray you all have a blessed day, this day and every day. And Yah be with you, and to seek him out.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Around Town Magazine, celebrating 48 years. On the cover, PLM Construction, Patsy Meltzer, owner, builder, 50 years building homes with a heart. On the back cover, Jim Research Institute, Mark Goldstein, MD, working to end Alzheimer's disease. Florida Lifestyle with Spirit of Sebastian, Ryan Homes, Holiday Builders, Senior Living, Aviva, Independent Living, and Hidden Lakes with the future in medicine and healthcare. Theater, art, museums, travel, attractions, dining, bon appetit. Around Town Magazine is power packed. Copies are now available.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.